I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, 5 o'clock hour. Josh Vernier comes your way at 5:30 with Vern's On Deck show. Rob Britton producing the operation. Text line says, what about Pete Carroll being a great hire? Well, wait and see if he reinvents himself again. He did at USC. He's 73. We'll see what he does. We'll see what he does, but I'll take variable over Pete Carroll. By the way, I did call Pete Carroll the second best coach in the AFC West yesterday, and I think Rob is pretty high on that as well because this division is loaded. But for now, by the way, people want me to address a certain Mahomes half-brother, and I will do that tomorrow night. We have a dress special following the drive 6-9, but Graham Walker, he of Ivy League, then transferred to Rice. The half-brother of Patrick Mahomes will be in the draft this year. We'll discuss him tomorrow night. I digress. Let's play the hits.
I assume he'll go top 10?
No.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home. And now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number 1.
Bank is always hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the top story of the day in Kansas City, Bank, is the Kansas City Royals. They won again last night, being the Minnesota Twins behind a magnificent pitching performance by Cole Reagans. He had 10-plus strikeouts in his 6 innings of work. I was lucky enough to be in the ballpark to watch him work. Despite little offense, the Royals got the win, but Bank, between Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Bubich, and co, their pitching staff is elite, and it's headed up by a true ace in Cole Reagans.
Yeah, and Lorenzo in those major pipes he's got. You know what I'm saying? Back into your bullpen, if that's good, it means your first part of your bullpen, or your starters. Great. Again, they had 2 of the top 4 AL Cy Young voting recipients last year. Lugo on the mound tonight. How about that? Gil Reagans, with the only 5 lefties in Royals history, have at least 11 strikeouts in 7 or more games. He is one of those. But how about the job of Brian Sweeney, the impact he's had on this pitching staff? I like the Royals. Well, people didn't like the fact I kind of put the Twins to bed last night and said there's a 2-horse race in this division. It's the Royals and the Tigers. I'll still go by that. I know the Tigers had won, 6 in a row, and they lost today barely to the Yankees, even though they won 2 of 3 over the Yankees. I still think this is the Royals and Tigers world that we're living in. But I cannot wait to see what Lugo follows up with tonight. Because I want your pitchers to follow up what the guy did the night before.
Vern has said this, and a reminder, Vern takes in about 25 minutes. Vern said this about last year's team, and I actually think it rings somehow more true about this team than last year's team. They have a shot every single night because they almost always have the pitching advantage. Like, how many times in Royals history have you thought, oh boy, Pablo Lopez on the mound? Yeah. Chalk up an L. Like, they had the better pitcher last night. Joe Ryan's a good pitcher tonight for the Twins. They have Seth Lugo. You think you have the better pitcher. We saw it on Monday. Michael Lorenz, like, they Vern says it a lot on the On Deck Show. You know, they have a chance every night because they have better starting pitching every night. That is ringing really true earlier in the season for the Royals.
Vern's 100% correct. And I remember something Bobby Witt Jr. said the MLB Network kind of before the season started. And I think there is truth behind it because they believe in themselves because they did it. It's one thing to, like, okay, go out there and play and then not be able to have something to show for it. It doesn't always matter. We saw what happened in the postseason in 14. They went all the way to the World Series before losing the game. And they didn't have many people with postseason experience, but what, James Shields on that team. So it doesn't matter. But I do think with this core, it was important for them to see the fruits of their labor, to go out there and play and not just have the training wheels on. That the Royals were actually a formidable team and people have expectations on the Kansas City Royals. So I think it did benefit this group by making the postseason a year ago.
Number two.
Well, Bink, it is still NFL offseason, NFL free agency time, and Kay Adams had a former foe of the Kansas City Chiefs, Justin Simmons, on her podcast, the Up and Adams podcast. He said something very interesting about your Kansas City Chiefs.
This is where my heart is torn. Like, speaking truthfully here, my heart is torn because I've always been so publicly against Kansas City, and it's because they're a really good team. It's not like a true hate. I want to beat them. Like, it's just ingrained in me to beat them. And so I think it was Josh Jacobs a while ago that there was links to him when he was leaving Vegas to go to Kansas City. Yeah. He was like, no, I want to beat them. And then, you know, he's with Green Bay now. I feel the exact same way. And so, Am I shutting that door? Am I closing it? No, but like, I want to be the team that beats them.
Bink, do you have respect for the former Broncos saying, no thanks, I'll never be a Chief because I want to beat them, I don't want to join them?
I mean, I like the guy, I like the player, great safety, has 32 picks in his career, he's been playing since 2016. If you're going to stand on business, stand all the way on it. You say, no way in hell I'm going to go play for the Chiefs. You don't say at the end, oh, but I'll keep the door open. Because you want to play. You're a free agent. If the Chiefs come calling and it's your only option, hello, Kansas City. Hello, barbecue. Hello, Patrick Mahomes. Hello, Chiefs Kingdom. So if you're going to stand on business, stand on it. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth, which clearly what Justin Simmons did.
Number three.
Speaking of those Denver Broncos, Chris Brockman, who is the, I guess, second man, the other guy on the Rich Eisen show. I don't know how you want to phrase his, you know, role on the show. Doesn't matter. He was on the Rich Eisen show, and he said, hey, it's not going to be the Kansas City or the Chiefs this year in the AFC West. He has a surprise contender that will knock off the Chiefs in the AFC West.
The Broncos are going to win the AFC West.
Okay, pal. Listen, come on. I'm high on the Broncos, too, but that's still the Kansas City freaking Chiefs, dude. I'm not taking this cheese.
Well, look who came out. It's still the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl losing Kansas City Chiefs. We saw how that's gone from the most recent few Super Bowl losers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, the hangover is going to hit now. The hangover.
The success hangover.
Oh, the success hangover. What hangover is it? I can't figure it out. Is this the success hangover or they lost the Super Bowl hangover?
Well, it's both. When you combine both, that's
so two hangovers together.
That's a dangerous hangover.
Oh, okay. You know what? I got the prescription to get through that hangover. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
Which one, though? Reed. The one that played in the Super Bowl?
All right, dude.
Rich, Denver's maybe had the best offseason so far.
I love what they've done.
Bo Nix is proving that he maybe should have been the second or third quarterback taken in the draft last year.
I get it.
He'd be number one overall this year. No doubt about it. You know they're going to get an offensive player in the draft. Is that Ashton Jeanty? Is it Tyler Warren? This is a team. Sean Payton still has his fastball. A lot of questions about that, you know, when he took over. And I think Denver's on the rise.
Bink, is it just another national hot take artist, or is there some validity to the idea that Denver Broncos could, in fact, knock off the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West this upcoming season?
It's a hot take. I do think Chargers are better than the Broncos. The Chiefs are better than them all, to be honest with you. But Chris Brockman, or whatever the hell his name is, yeah, the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. But you know what, Chris Brockman? They went to the Super Bowl in the AFC. You know what the Broncos did? If you want to sit there and say, all right, this is the meter. Patrick Mahomes got rolled in the Super Bowl. That's correct. But Bo Nix and the Broncos lost 31-7 to the Buffalo Bills in the first round. of the playoffs back on January 12th. 31-7, they lost in the playoffs. So don't give me this crap. Oh, but look how the Chiefs played the Super Bowl. Well, they played in the Super Bowl. I didn't see the Broncos there. I saw them lose 31-7, getting smacked by the Buffalo Bills, which I saw the Chiefs beat again, and the MVP of the league, not on our team, Josh Allen.
Number four.
Being our fourth and final hit, there was news earlier today, actually from Mike Florio, but not about the Chiefs, that viewership for the Spring Football League, what is it, the UFL, the USFL, the XFL, whatever
it's
the hell.
It's both, Rob. It's XFL and USFL, like peanut butter and jelly, man.
Exactly. Kinda, you know. Whatever it is down massive numbers for television viewership compared to where it was last season. Bink. It does not appear that America has an appetite for spring professional football. Is it time to, whatever the league is called, give up the dream on this spring league?
You know, I hate to say it, but it is time to put it to bed. It has become a big bag of suck, the UFL. Even though, 21 players made NFL rosters a season ago, just not household names. I go back to Donald Parham, who played tight end for the Chargers. He's with the Steelers now. But he actually played in the XFL back when, Arlington is, the Renegades have moved to the UFL, and because they split it up, half UFL teams and half, or USFL teams and half XFL teams, it's the United Football League. It sucks. It's an afterran. It's like St. Louis that hates their baseball team now. It gives them a reason to go out and watch the Battlehawks. As much as I like football, it is a bad product. It just is. The NFL offseason is more important than any type of minor league system for football. It just is. It's just the best of the best to play the NFL. You'd rather pay attention to free agency. You'd rather pay attention to the NFL draft. To be honest with you, I think OTAs are more competitive than the UFL, to be honest with you. As much as I like football, viewership is down 30% this year. As much as I hate to say it, but no. I love the college football expanded playoffs. That is the true minor leagues of the National Football League, because they don't have to pay the players. They don't have to pay insurance. They don't have to pay travel. They don't pay anything. That is what the minor league system is for the NFL. So, yes, I would say it kind of whets the appetite. Keep in mind, I'm an Arena Football League fan. I mean, I like any kind of football, to be honest with you. But it is buyer beware. When you're watching, just understand what you're watching. It is so far away from NFL football, it's not fun to watch, Rob. I will concede that.
I mean, the fact that you're conceding that means
I'm conceding it, man.
That probably means it's time for us to acknowledge it. Just go away.
Put the
football.
Baby out with the bathwater, man.
We don't need spring football. We're good.
We are. But, I did like the World League. You know, I like that. And, you know, the CFL, if they put different players in that, but they got to get rid of the 20-yard end zones. They got to get rid of vertical, going vertical in motion. They got to get rid of 12 guys. I mean, there's a lot of things they have to get rid of to make it actual football like we play here in the United States. But the purpose of minor league football is essentially what college football is now. In the NFL offseason, it's just dominated other leagues. We can't compete with it. I know I consider the draft the top three sporting event, even though it's not really an event. There's no sport being played, but it's how you build your team. And I think there's a hell of a lot more interest in the NFL draft, and there always will be, than the United Football League. It's just the way it is. And I know you're a big St. Louis Battlehawks fan, but, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, I liked the idea. It was doomed to fail, because we've seen this fail so often in America. We always keep trying this, and it's a fruitless endeavor.
Like when the XFL first came out with Vince McMahon, I was like, all right, I'm trying it, because a lot of those innovative ideas actually translated and worked over to the NFL. But the NFL is not going to be a part of it. Like if the NFL took something under their wings, a developmental league to go. But you're not going to see it, because now the 17 games, they're quickly going to be the 18 games in the NFL. They're not going to do it. That is playing entirely too much football, because it does take a toll on the body, and they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. As long as the SEC is still the SEC, the Big 12 is still the Big 12, ACC, you name it, that essentially is what minor league football has become.
That concludes the hits brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
Well, we had Thor Nystrom on to talk about the NFL draft. He's joined us on the draft special as well. He was on at 2:15, and I thought he had some really good stuff. One of the things, I mean, it was kind of Chief-centric, what we talked about, obviously, but one of the rumors, will the Browns go Abdul Carter over Travis Hunter? And I've never liked that idea. I sit here and go, well, who's got a better chance in the end to be in Canton? I think Travis Hunter. The guy's a generational talent. He is the best player in the draft. Whether you like him or not, I'll tell you this much about him. He played 382 more snaps than anybody in college football last year. This dude lives, eats, and sleeps football. Was voted the best player in the nation, Chuck Pednarik Award, on defense. He also was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, by the way, he won the Biletnikoff Award as the best wide receiver in the country. Saw him force fumbles that gave Colorado wins. I saw him go out there and make interceptions, then turn around and make touchdown catches on the other end. The guy just pops. He didn't go out and party. He didn't do anything. Goes home, plays video games, podcasts, whatever. He is what you want on your football team. This is, and by the way, he's the betting favorite now to go to the Browns at number two, as the wishy-washy national media now has him as the second player, not the third. To be honest with you, he's better than Cam. He's better than anybody in this year's draft. And people will sneeze at that. They'll poo it. Jalen Carter, remember, you remember him from the Super Bowl and the Eagles, how good he was. He was selected ninth with the Eagles. Well, there's eight other NFL teams going, what the hell did we do? Why did we pass on this guy? Remember saying at the time, he was considered the number one player in the draft, but, oh, character concerns came up that turned out to be nothing you need to worry about, and he's become the next Chris Jones, Aaron Donald-type player. But this is Thor on number two for the Browns.
But I've been hearing since the combine, keep an eye on the Browns if Shedeur Sanders falls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To keep him with Travis Hunter at the next level, the idea of Pop Hunter at two, and then again, if the fall comes, the Browns have all kinds of draft ammo. In the other rounds, they have the first pick in the second round. They have multiple third-round picks. And then they have a cornucopia of picks on day three. Like, they have too many picks to even roster all those guys next year. They will be moving. And a trade that would work out, if Sanders falls to 15, if you traded your second, your two-thirds, and your fourth next year, your 2026, that jives on the trade chart, even with a little bit of a tax for moving up. And another little tax for the move up for a quarterback, which usually we see. But keep an eye on that. Just keep this in the back of your mind. In 2 weeks from tomorrow, if you start to see Shedeur starting to fall out of the top 10, watch out for the Cleveland Browns.
And I'm curious what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers tonight. Shedeur taking a top 30 visit, even though take that with a grain of salt. Chiefs don't often draft guys from that. They have in the past. Kingsley came in for a top 30 visit last year. They drafted him. Carson Steele came in for a top 30 visit, undrafted free agent. The year before, Rasheed Rice came in for a visit, top 30, signed him, drafted him, and B.J. Thompson was brought in a top 30 visit. But you take those with a grain of salt. I will say this, though. I mean, I like the direction you're going. Are you going to hit everything in the draft? No. I do like them taking a shot at two wide receivers. Before, the last couple of years, it's been one. It's been one and done for the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember Rashee Rice? When the draft was in Kansas City, it was Friday night. They took two offensive players in its entirety in the NFL draft that year. It was Rashee Rice and Wanya Morris. They had to hit on it because Sky Moore wasn't panning out. But if you're going to throw a dart at just one receiver, it's magnified. But Rashee Rice turned out pretty good, didn't it? For those that don't like Brett Veach's drafts, he was number two out of any rookie wide receiver in yards and catches his rookie year. Better than Zay Flowers and everybody else. The only one that was better was Puka Nacua, as I've mentioned. He was the third, fifth-round selection of the Rams. Not exactly like they identified him. He wouldn't have been the third, fifth-round pick if they knew how damn good he was going to be. Jaden Hicks last year fits right in. This dude's going to be a player. The Chiefs got the best player in the draft at the safety position, according to Dane Brugler, heading 39 last year overall, and the best safety. They got Jaden Hicks for a steal last year, and clearly that made the decision easier to get rid of Reed and that type of contract that you would have by paying a guy like Jaden Hicks. So throw the dart at wide receiver, I say. Go out, get two of them. They've hit home runs when it's come to defensive backs. They've done a great job of it. Jalen Watson, you know, seventh-round pick. You're not talking first-round picks. You don't have to be defensive backs. Because Dave Merritt gives his 2 cents worth. Steve Spagnuolo, former defensive backs coach, gives his 2 cents worth. And the Chiefs find a way and a system for them to go to play on. But the draft is where it's at. And I know there's been a ton of talk on quarterbacks. And do you cap the amount of money they make? I say don't do it. Because the Chiefs have proven they paid their quarterback and they're still winning, man. No, they don't have a Super Bowl championship this year, but they win. Brett Veach has three Lombardis sitting on his desk. I mean, what more do you want? You build it through the draft. And that's what he's done a good job of doing because you have to supplant talent, and he's been able to do it. And when you pay Patrick Mahomes as much as you do, he's as far as quarterbacks taking salary cap money from their team, he's number one in the modern era that's won a Super Bowl and won. So they do it right because of the draft. The Chiefs have 8 picks this year. I'm really looking forward to 63 and 66 because they're so close together in the draft. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see what he does this year because you want your GM to do several things. He's got to make shrewd trades, and he's proven to do that. How did Harrison Butker, by the way, work out when they grabbed him off the practice squad of the Panthers? That worked out. How about sending Parker Anger for Severius Ward? That ended up working out. Of course, he went on elsewhere, but he was good here. And contracts. You have to get guys under reasonable contracts. And again, they're paying three players more than anybody at their positions. Creed Humphrey, Chris Jones, soon to be Trey Smith, and Harrison Butker. And, of course, Mahomes will get paid again because they will pay him because there's such a stretch for quarterbacks in the National Football League. It's why Sam Darnold keeps getting all that money. But you build your team through the draft, and I hope he does it this year. I don't think the fact that Juju came back and Kareem Hunt came back, you would like to see these guys pushed in St. Joe. And I hope and I think it'll happen, especially at wide receiver. Your running back room, we'll see how that works out for the Chiefs. But getting a guy you can have all three downs, catch the ball in the backfield, and number one block for Patrick Mahomes, we'll see what happens. Rob, good stuff, man. Not going to the K tonight?
Not tonight.
Josh Vernier.
No back-to-back night for me.
No day game after night game after night game? Day game tomorrow. You guys are coming on after that, then we're after you with the NFL Draft Special. Save your questions. We'll get to them tomorrow night. Matt McMullen, the Kansas City Chiefs, comes in the studio, and we'll talk about possible draft selection. Have a good night. Josh Vernier next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.